This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Think July 4th, 1776, Independence Day for the United States, and sights and sounds crowd the imagination. The Liberty Bell, American flag, George Washington, fifes and drums, smoking muskets, and fireworks. Red, white, and blue, rat-a-tat-tat. Clear across the continent, colonial life in California, with its missions and modest military outposts, was just beginning. It would be almost 75 years before California would join the first and subsequent United States as the 31st state in the Union. But foreign exploration had been underway since at least 1543, when Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo and his men rode at anchor in San Diego Bay. What was it like to live in California on July 4, 1776? Depends on who you were. If you were a local, in most places life was probably going on much as it always had. And what an abundant life. About one-third of all Native Americans in what we now recognize as the United States lived here in California, some 100,000 to 300,000 people, organized into more than 100 distinct communities or bands, these defined by geography and kinship. In almost every case of early contact between explorers and these well-established Native California communities, the Californians were gracious and generous. But that contact with Europeans and later Americans, explorers, missionaries, hunters and trappers, settlers, gold seekers, would devastate these first people, who had no immunity to the diseases the newcomers brought with them. That was long before the new folks took the land itself. The Spanish were the first newcomers to settle in, and were here in California on July 4, 1776, U.S. Independence Day, though barely. They rarely traveled inland. It's fair to say the conquistadors were still figuring things out. Cortez discovered land he called California in 1535. His California went on forever, though, unlike the fictional island that inspired the name. But Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo first sailed the coast of Alta California, upper as opposed to lower, or Baja California, which then included all of Mexico, and rode at anchor off San Diego's shores in 1543. Sebastian Vizcaino entered Monterey Bay in 1602, 18 years before the Pilgrims arrived at Plymouth Rock, please note. But it wasn't until 1746 that even the Spanish realized California wasn't an island, that it was actually part of a huge chunk of real estate that went on forever to the north, and who knew where to the east. And it wasn't until 1770 that the Spanish established their early settlements in San Diego and Monterey. The earliest missions included both a church and a military presidio for protection. Communities made up of Franciscan priests, the nearby native Californians they conscripted for religious education and free labor, and soldiers. Cattle, mules, and horses completed the settlements. In 1776, when the East Coast English colonies were declaring their independence and creating these United States, the Spanish made Monterey the capital of the barely settled territory of Alta California and had started to build El Camino Real, or the Royal Road, which eventually connected all 21 California missions. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. To listen again and for links and photos, go to myNSPR.org.